from Austin, Texas, what made Milwaukee famous, joins us today with a new album, What Doesn't Kill Us. We'll talk with the band in just a bit. But first, here's a performance of Sultan.
I've been less than my fair share of lucky breaks and another fooling around. I got one last chance to get rid of my past and bury it deep in the ground. And no matter what you try, man, you're never gonna tear me down. Well, the only blame you cast is your own.
Was called To Each His Own.
The curse of the human race. Well,
couple tunes from the new album from What Made Milwaukee Famous, What Doesn't Kill Us, and that's To Each His Own. And we also heard Sultan, which is the first tune and the one that's got the very cool video for as well. You know, okay, this album being the second, you know, you can look at it both two ways. One of them is, you know, people are going to hear this, and the other part of it is you don't have as much time to write the songs. How did that all come together?
Well, that's the quagmire of the music industry, is they say that you have your whole life to write your first album and only a year to write your second, but we actually kind of had 3 years to write our second because we self-released our first album in 2004 and then it got picked up by Barsuk and released in 2006. So we had an extra 2.5 years or so there to write some new songs and get ready for this one. So it kind of like eased the tension, and didn't ease the tension. It eased the drama, I guess. No, it didn't ease the drama either. But you know, it was. We were just lucky to have 3 years to do it.
Did much change in how you looked at what you wanted to do as a band? I know you added a new member with Jason here.
Yeah, Jason, we wanted to have a person who could actually play guitar in the band, so we got him in the band, and he's very technically proficient, easygoing guy, good vocalist, and we were actually in a band together in high school, so... it just rounds out our sound and makes it bigger and fuller, and now people aren't focusing on how badly I'm playing the guitar and all that stuff.
So. You think that's what they're focusing on. Yeah. There are a couple things I noticed about your tour schedule that I thought were kind of interesting. One of them is you spent at least a week in L.A. at the beginning of it. What was your thinking there?
It wasn't my thinking, but because L.A. is not my favorite place. But we spent 2 weeks there, and it was basically so we could get all the industry people out. And we got lucky enough to stay in the same area and play all our shows in the same area, so we didn't have to fight L.A. traffic too much. It went well, and none of us died or, you know, pulled our hair out. And
did you get to lounge at the hotel pool during the afternoons?
No. We didn't.
No.
I'm not much of a swimmer. I'm a drinker. Of water, I mean.
Oh, yeah. What Made Milwaukee Famous are our guests, and they have a new album called What Doesn't Kill Us. How did the title come up? Was that a...
just came to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a dream, but I mean, we had a few other ones. Maybe three. We didn't really have a title. We weren't thinking that far ahead, but it's a good mantra to have, and it seems like kind of what we've been battling for like the last 2 or 3 years, because it's fun being in a band and it's great and we love doing what we're doing, but it's also kind of hard to let the bills pile up at home and then go back in town and go straight to the day job and then not really get any time to write music because, you know, you're at the day job or stuck in traffic, and I hate traffic. I don't know if you've
I noticed it's been
yet.
A theme, yeah.
Yeah, so traffic hasn't killed me yet. I've felt like it might. Like when the veins start popping out and my color just turns purple just in general. Hey, dude, you're pretty purple. So, you know, that's kind of scary.
No songs about traffic, though, that I can see.
Yeah,
it's coming.
B-sides.
So what is next?
This song's called Cheap Wine.
Hang around, people looking for some common ground. Cheap wine, that's mine. No, you ever say it's gonna come someday? We'll be right back.
This one's called Resistance Street.
There you go. More of what made Milwaukee famous. Famous music from What Doesn't Kill Us. Thank you guys.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations on this new album. It's, you know, when you have a band that kind of does what you guys do, make great little rock songs without any drama, it's nice to see nice growth and this great songs on this. So
thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.